Ella, rather the case should be like this. Ella lav isn't the case. Tiyom Elohu, that this man said, Achas Mikem. One of you five should be married to me. Not all five. He just said, Achas Mikem. One of you five should be married to me. Uketani, and still our Mishnah says, Ein Achoyis Mekudeshes. That the sisters are not in the doubt. They are for sure not married to you. Only out of those, the other three, one of those three are married to you. So Kitzur, from the Sefer, it's a proof to Rava. It's rather that why is not one of the sisters involved in the doubt? Because since if you would be married to one of the sisters, you could not live with her, so therefore it's not called Kedushin. So therefore the sisters are not in the doubt. The doubt is only upon one of the other three ladies. So who are the Sefer is a Raya to Rava. That Kedushin, Shein, Mesurim, Leviya, is not called a Kedushin. So Gemara says, L'Rava Kasha Reisha. According to Rava, it's like a Kasha the Reisha Shver. The Reisha is Mashma only because you're marrying both of them, it's no good. But if you married one of the two sisters, then the Kedushin would be Chal. That's not like Rava. Well, Abaye, according to Abaye, that says the opposite, that the Kedushin is Chal, Kasha Sefer. Then the Sefer is a Kasha. Why do we say when you mean to marry one of the five of them? So the two sisters for sure is not in the doubt. Why not? Maybe you meant one of the two sisters, even though you can't live with them. But Abaye says the Kedushin, Shein Mesurim Levi, is still called the good Kedushin. So why is it animal? Why is the sisters not in the doubt? So the Sefer is a Kasha and Abaye. So Gemara says no. Abaye Mataras Letaimei and Rava Mataras Letaimei. Either both of them will answer according to their own reasoning. Abaye Mataras Letaimei. Abaye will answer according to his own time. Hamekadish isho bito. If you marry a lady with a daughter, oyisho biachoisa kachas. If you want to marry two sisters together, so Abaye says the Mishnah is telling us ainam gudeshes. Why? Because since it's not bezechas there, the vasachas also it's not. Hoachas miisho bito. But Mashiach, if you only want to marry one from a daughter and a mother, or else miisho biachoisa mgudeshes. If you only want to marry one of two sisters, then the Kedushin would be Chal. That's Abaye Svara. Now, Viyamama, let's say the man speaks out clearly and says, with a Tanai, Haruya Labiya Tiskadishli, I only want to marry somebody that I can live with, then Enema Kedushas. Then if he said it to one of two sisters, so then the Kedushin is not Chal, because this is the case that it's Ein Masura Labiya. And if he spoke out clearly, he only wants a Kedushin that's Masura Labiya, here the Kedushin is not Chal. Now, in this case, where he spoke it out, here the commissioner brings a Maisa. O Maisa Nami, the one stop in the case also. Bechor Mishnoshim with five ladies. Uvehen Shnei Achoyis. Amongst them were two sisters. Velikid Echel Kukola Shotainim. Vuyama Ruili Mikem. Tiskadish Le, I only want to marry one of you that I could live with. Therefore, Vyom Chom, the Chom said, Ein Achoyis Mekudeshes. The sisters are not in the doubt. You're not married to the sisters. Because since you spoke out clearly, you want to be able to live with them. So if you'd be married to one of the two sisters, you couldn't live with them. Therefore, then not the chalal, the doubt. So the way Abaye learns our mission is the Sefer is talking about with the Tanai, where the husband spoke out Amanas to the royal Abia. Now, Varava Matas the time, Varava will answer according to his learning. So what the Mishnah means like this: Hamekadesh Achas Miishobita means if you marry one of a mother and a daughter. Or else, Oyachas Miisha Bachoisai. If you go to two sisters and you say clearly, I only want to marry one of you two, Talachar is, Nas, it's as if, Kemisha Kiddish Isho Bita, as if you went to marry both of them. Oyisha Bachoisai, as if you went to marry the two sisters, Kiacha together. Vienna Mukadeshas. That's Rabbi Svara. So don't make it deek only two together is no good, but one is good. The opposite. Rabbi says no. Even when you go to marry one of the two sisters, or one of the mother and the daughter, neither of them is chal, because they have the same halacha as if you went to marry both of them together. Why? Because the Rav holds this new svara that kedushin shein mesurim leviyah kedushin, you can't live with your wife, is not called the kedushin. And on this, the Mishnah brings a good maisa now. O maisa nami, once happened the case also bechomish noshim with five ladies. Over hem shtei achoyes. Amongst these five ladies were two sisters. Now, velika dechel kukola shotenim. Man collected a barrel of dates. The yomen, he said to them, Harei kuchem, you're all married to me. The yachas mishte achoyes mukadeshes li. He like said it in two ways. I want the three ladies to be married to me. And also I want one of the two sisters to be married to me. You could call a zoo with this barrel. The Yom Nechom, the Chomet said back, in such a case, Ein Achoyis Mekudeshes. Even though the three ladies are married to you, but out of these two sisters, since you said one of the two, but if one of the two would be married to you, you would not be able to live with either of them. Therefore, Ksidi Kedushin Shein Mesurim Labia. Therefore, the Lachar is Ein Mekudeshes. So the kids of the Mishnah could come out good, both according to Abaya and according to Rava. Toshima, come in here. It says on the Kaddish as Bito Istam. If a man goes to a father and says, I want to marry your daughter, HaMekadish is Bito Istam, or also the father. If the father marries off his daughter to a man, he just says Stam. The Chosim gives the father money, and the father says, I'm marrying off a daughter. It's Bito Istam. So Lachar is Eina Boigris Bechlal. So the Havamina is this man has a lot of daughters. So the only one that's not in the doubt is only the Bageris, the older daughter, that's after 12 and a half. But it's Mashmah HaKatanis Bechlal. Mashmi has a few young girls, and since we don't know which one he married off, all of them are Bechlal the Sufik, which one is married. So the question is the Kashan Rav of Yamai. Why are the two sisters in a doubt? Kiddushin Shein Mesurim Labiyaninu. For the Yuf to the Rav, there should be a Kashan Rav. How could he say in a doubt he's married to one of the two sisters? The Kedushin is not royal Labi, he can't live with either one of them, then the Kedushin should not be Chal at all. And this the Gemara answers, Amalach Rav, Rav says, Hocha v'mayaskin. No, we're talking about over here, Kishen Shomel Gedor L'Ketana. This man only has two daughters, an older one and a younger one. So therefore, since the older one he can't marry off, so Pshita, the younger one, is married, so that's why she's married. For the Gemara, Ho, Boy Geras Ketan, Lashon Rabbi, Mashmi has a few. Tomorrow says, no, my Bageris Diyama means a normal case of Bageris. But this person only had one. Tomorrow says, Yochi, you've so my Lamemra, so what's the Chiddush here, Pshita? If a man only has two daughters, one is older and one is younger, so the older one he can't marry off anyway, he can only marry off his younger daughter. So Pshita, somebody comes to get married to his daughters, he meant to marry off the younger one. So Pshita, she's married. What's the Chiddush over here? So Tomorrow says, no, Hocha B'mai Yaskini, you know what we're talking about over here? The Shavisa Shliach, that the older daughter appointed her father to be a Shliach to accept the Kedushin. So therefore, now if a man goes to marry one of his daughters, now the time I would have thought to say, Ki Mekabli Kedushia, that the Doko Mekabli, maybe the father is accepting this Kedushin to be a Shliach for his older daughter, to marry off his older daughter, Kamashmlon, that's the Kedushia, no. The loyshovik inish midi, a person does not leave over anything, the islay hanominei, that he has what to gain from it. In other words, when he marries off his younger daughter, lemaisa, who gets the money? The father gets the money for the Kedushin. Whereas if he's only marrying off his older daughter, he's a shliach for his daughter, the money would go to the father, go to the daughter. So therefore, it's a svar of the father means to marry off his younger daughter, that he would have enjoyment, he would have the money from it. Samura says, no, Milo Yaskinan, aren't we talking about even in the case, the Yom Rolei Kedushil Didoch, where the older daughter tells the father, listen, you be a shliach to marry me off, but you can keep the money. So maybe in such a case, we should have a doubt, which one did the father really marry off now? Since in both cases, he keeps the money, so maybe we should have a doubt which one he's marrying off. After Luach, still we say, no, this is the Chiddush, that lo shavik inish mitzvah the Rami Alei, a person does not leave over a mitzvah that's upon him, the Ovid mitzvah the Rami Alei, and does a mitzvah that's not upon him. In other words, your younger daughter, she's in your rishus. You're the owner of her. When you marry, it's considered like you're marrying her. So therefore, that's your mitzvah. Mashenken, if you're only a shliach for your older daughter, it's not like your mitzvah. So therefore, if you have these two choices, of course you're going to do something that's your own mitzvah and not upon your older daughters. Rashi says, "Yesiv v'yesbenasechem tula noshim." So therefore, since it's upon you and you could do it, you'll do the younger one first. So therefore, again, there's no proof from here to Rav or against Rav. Toshima coming here. What's going to be Misha Yeshloi Shtei Kitei Bonus? A man has two pairs of daughters. Mishtei Noshim with two different wives. A man had two different wives, an older one and a younger one, and each one had two daughters. Now, the Omar Kidashti Yezbiti. A man goes over to his father, says, I want to marry your daughter. So the father says, I'll marry off to you Ezbiti Hagadola, my older daughter. Now, V'yeni Yodei, we don't know. There are three daughters in this doubt now. We don't know which one of the three he meant. He has four daughters altogether. Now, the older three, they're all in the Suffolk. V'yeni Yodei, we do not know. Im Gdola Sheb Gdola, does he mean his oldest daughter? V'yim g'delo shebektanas rabbi maybe means the oldest of the younger pair. Im katanas shebgedelos maybe means the younger of the oldest pair. She g'delo min agdelo shebektanas. Because the younger of the oldest pair is older than even the older from the younger pair. So, kulam asuris. All these three daughters are also. The bechal the suffix, maybe the father meant to marry either one of these three. Chutz miktanas shebektanas. Only the youngest or the youngest daughter, that's the one that's for sure not bechal the suffix. Divrei Rebbe Meir, that's what Rebbe Meir holds. So the question is, why? How could you say now one of these three sisters are bechal the suffix? Which one is married? According to Rava, neither of them should be married. Because it should remain like Kedushin, Shem, Nesurim, Labiyah. So neither of them should be chal. So the Marian says, no. Hocha, the Mayaski, no, we're talking about over here, Kesha Hukru. At the beginning, when the father married off his daughter, we knew exactly which one he meant. He knew it. Ulev Seif Nisarvu. Just later, he forgot which one he meant, and they mixed up the three daughters. That's why now there's a suffix. But Bishas, the Kedushin took place. It was called Kedushin Amesurim Labiyah. Because at the time when the father married off his daughter, at that time it was known exactly which daughter he's marrying off. Just later on they forgot and it got mixed up. And they can now bring a good proof like this. Tikotoni, because it says a lotion here, any your day we do not know. But like Tikotoni, any you do was not known. Mashmas one, it was once known. Just right now we forgot. Shemami, that's a good proof. For the Gemara, Yochi, you saw my lament, what are you teaching me then? Like, Rup Shit, that's good. Like, what are you teaching me over here then? If you're telling me now in the case that when you first married her off, you knew which daughter you're marrying off. So you meant to marry off whichever one you meant. Just later they got mixed up, so pshita the kedushin is chal. What are you teaching me? So Mara says, still no, the chiddush is like this. Le'yafuke mid Rav Yosi. Remei is aloha now that later when they got mixed up, we forgot which one. So we have a doubt, one of these three is telling us not like Rav Yosi Svara. It's coming to say, le'yafuke mid Rav Yosi. The Yom of the Rav Yosi holds a svara loy moches inish nashla sveka. A person does not say something that maybe a doubt would come out of it. Kamashmon, the Kamas teaches not like that. That the moches inish nashla sveka. A person would say something even though a doubt would be what he means. Like here, this man now has four daughters. Two older ones from an older wife and two younger ones. So now, when he says I'm marrying off one of my oldest ones, what does he mean? The only one that's for sure as good is the oldest of the oldest. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the father for sure only meant the oldest of the oldest. Because once he means one of the other two, the second of the first pair, or the first of the second pair, it's a doubt if that's really the oldest or not. Rabbi Yossi says a person never says something that's doubtful. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, he wouldn't have this suffix if he meant one of these three daughters. That's the chiddush that now a person goes down and says something that's doubtful what he means. So even though he said the oldest, it could mean either the oldest of the oldest, or else the second, which is the oldest of the youngest, or else the oldest of the youngest, which is also called oldest. That's the chiddush that all those three daughters are bechal the suffix. Toshima, come in here. We learn like this: Misha kiddush achas mishtei achoyis. If a man married one of two sisters, the end of the day we did not know eiza kiddush, which one. So lochur is nice and get the zev and get the zev. Yes, he can get to both of them. The question is, according to Rav, why? The Kedushin should not be chal. You can't get married to one of two sisters. It's ain't Rula Bia. So my answer is again, no, I'm asking what we're talking about over here, again, Keshehukru L'Bsoif Nesarvu. That at first when he got married, he knew which sister he's marrying. Just later he forgot, they looked alike, and they got mixed up, later there's a doubt. And they could only bring your proof also. Tony, it says, any of your day does not know now. Like Tony, any of you do was not known. And when he first married her, he knew which one he married. Just later he forgot, so that's the loch he has to give both of them a get. He yochi is so my lemen, what are you teaching me then? The chur pshita. If he first married one of the two and we knew which one, so pshita the kedushin is chal. So Gemara says true, but seifa israch lei. The chiddush over here is the seifa. So what it says, mace. Let's say the man dies. For loy ach echon, he has one brother. So loch is chulus l'shteim. That this brother now has to give chalitza to the two sisters. He can't marry either one of them, because maybe that's not his brother's wife, and it's an heir to him. Therefore, he could only give chalitza to both of them. What about hoyulo shnayim? Let's say there are two brothers alive. So the two brothers alive now, echad chalitz, one brother gives chalitza to one sister, so monoshach. If that sister was the one that was married, so he gave a chalitza. Finished. If this was the one that was not married, then v'yechad miyavim. Then the other wife was really the yavama. So now the second brother could even marry the second wife. the second sister. That's the chiddush over here. What about in kodmu b'kodesh? Let's say the yovam went and married, made yibam right away. Ain matzi naisim yodam. We don't take him away. But that. This is kodmu b'kodesh. Ain matzi naisim yodam. Now dafka, what should be done here? Mechlatz. One brother is supposed to give chalitza first for hodi yevumi, and then the other brother can make yibam. Av yevumi, but if one brother wants to make yibam first for hodi mechlatz, then he makes chalitza. Loy, that's no good. Because right now, one of the two sisters was your brother's wife. So one of the two sisters is a zikik to you. Now, you can't go be miyabim one of them first. Because maybe it wasn't your brother's wife, it was the sister. And achoyz sukkosi is also to you. So therefore, that's the chiddush here, that first you have to eat chalitza first, to take off the zika, and then mamonoshach you mutter to the other sister. Either she is the yavama, then she's mutter to you, and if she's only the sister, since she already gave chalitza, that took off the zika, should also be mutter to you. Toshma, come in another case. That says, shnayim shekitsu shtei achoyz. Two men married two sisters. Each one forgot, or the Havminer is, each one does not know which sister he married. To each one, both of them married me Suffolk. So it says, each one has to give two gets. The question is why, according to Rav, it shouldn't be Chal, according to Rav, it's Ein Misrul Nabiya. So again, the Gemara answers no. Hochanam here also, we're talking about Kishahukru Lubsef Nisarvum. That first they realized who they married. Therefore, the Kedushin was Chal, your wife was mutter to you. Which sister, you knew which one you married. The little lady, you forgot, they got it mixed up. And they can have proof also, the Tony says, any you do, like a Tony, any your day, but a Tony, any you lo you do. Says he does not know now, but doesn't say he didn't know. Mashma, there was a time when they knew. Shmamni, there's a good proof. Yochi, you saw the Gemara's Kasha, my little name, what do you got to teach me then? Pshita. Again, Saifisra, the Kedushin of Yibum is the Kiddush here. It says, Mace, if one died, the husband died, in the two husbands died. Now one brother has one brother, and the other one has one brother. The locher is zechelus l'shtayim, zechelus l'shtayim. Each brother has to make chalitza to both of them. If one brother had only one brother alive, and the other one has two brothers alive.